Rascals Podcast, Episode 1. This is Luke, Brother Luke speaking, here with my brother Hondo.
What's up, y'all? Brother Hondo here.
Today, our primary question is, the question that spawned it all, is Coldplay overrated?
Yeah.
And this is a question that me and Hondo have had conversations about in the past,
right.
But we're kind of, just to give you guys some context, even the genesis of this podcast, we have been having the weekend of our lives, and God is really meeting us in a special place of just the everyday. What does it look like to be drowned in the Spirit to the point where any situation you find yourself in, His presence is there? And the reality is that is the nature of the Christian walk.
Right.
But some days it is, it's easier to tap into that somehow for, you know, one way or another. But this, I think, in a lot of ways is an opportunity for us to practice that discipline, but also do so in a way that's hopefully edifying to others. It's just, at the end of the day, also just really fun for
us. Yeah, right. Like,
so,
it's like, you know.
Yeah, tell me how, like, I guess I do want to get back to it, but
yeah,
briefly, can you tell me how, like, what's it been like for you as we begin to think about this? Like, the whole podcast in general.
Yeah, I think I'm really excited. There's a lot of parts of me that is really excited to, like, explore talking to each other and also inviting other people into that space as well. Because we've talked about this. I think we have really interesting conversations. We're both, like, we come from a very similar context in a lot of ways, or we have, like, shared background at least.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of ways in which, like, we think about things that are very similar and feel like we can have a lot of very philosophical, very just fun conversation. Yeah, and I think there's something really exciting to bring other people into that. And like you said, like, part of this, part of that shared context is that we're both Christians, right? And more than Christians, like, we have that relationship with Jesus where I think we would both consider him our best friend, very, very, like, potently. And so there's this aspect of, like, man, yeah, every aspect of our lives, we can see that there's a touch there. And then even if we don't see it immediately, as we begin to discuss
explore it, dig into it, we realize how it with a brother and sharpen.
Yep, and we realize how much present he is, and how much, like, the world really is spiritual, and there's spiritual principles and forces at work in the world, and it's fun to just talk about those and dig in and just see what happens. And then hopefully other people get to see that as well as we talk about it.
Definitely.
So on that note, like, digging into this idea of Coldplay, right? Just on the overarching, like we got to the conversation, is Coldplay overrated? Right? And I think I was thinking about this before we even started, like, talking about it. I remember that this initial conversation came up because, I don't know if you remember this, we were talking about the fact that Coldplay did a Super Bowl, right?
Oh,
they were the Super Bowl halftime show.
When was this?
Do you remember that? No, yeah, this wasn't, like, today. This is way back. This was, like, we've been having this conversation for, like, years at this point. Like,
yeah,
not
so.
Really having this conversation,
well,
but
it's come up multiple times. Do you know off the top?
I don't know exactly what year it was, and we can
look
that up.
Short question, was it sick?
For me, no.
Okay.
For me, no.
Right?
But for a bunch of people, it really was.
For many people, it was. Yeah.
And this initially raised the question for me, why Coldplay? Right?
Why Coldplay?
And I think that's the heart of what we're getting at here. At least the question for me, maybe it's a different question for you, but the question for me is, like, Coldplay, granted, is good. They have tracks that are beautiful. And we should preface saying we've just spent the last, like, 45 minutes listening to Coldplay in preparation for this, right?
Soaking.
And so for me, I'm like, Coldplay is good, right? They have tracks that are nice, and we just heard some of them.
Sure.
And then, but there's still that question in the back of my brain,
like, why?
that says, let's really dig in and see, like, what makes them stand out in the way that they are? Because Coldplay internationally is, like, this big thing, right? They're, like, a cultural movement in a lot of ways. And I, you know,
we're looking at Spotify, sixth most listened to in the world right now.
Right.
Number six.
So why?
And this is a band that started eons ago. I don't know exactly when. you know, mid 90s, early 2000s. So it's like, how are they still claiming that sixth spot? And of course, it fluctuates depending on releases, these kind of things. But they're consistently up there. And here's where, even as we were doing the research, because at the beginning, we kind of experienced a little bit of that tension where I'm like, dude, like, why don't we just. I'm like, in some ways, I can't tell you why I think, but you kind of have to experience it. You're sure. Hitting me with, dude, I've heard the songs. Like, I don't need to. He's like, I don't want to listen to Coldplay. I don't need to listen to Coldplay. I know, I've heard the song, my friend. It's not that I'm lacking some context or some information.
Sure.
I have heard the term. Anymore just sitting listening to him, I'm hearing you sing the words, you know.
Yeah.
But and funny side note, you know, Honda's saying, I don't want to listen to Coldplay. We get out the car, we approach the gas station, what's playing on the radio?
Coldplay
track. I can't identify which one.
Yeah.
Just one of those moments of divine irony.
Yeah, right.
But and I think it was sweet in that, there's a sense in which, like, I should be able to articulate what I think Coldplay brings to the table. But sure. I told you, dude, I want to put, I said it numerous times, I want to get some Coldplay straight to the veins.
Yeah.
It's coursing through me.
Yeah.
Then we could do it. And I think we set up a little experiment. Hey, let's sit down. We're not going to talk. We're listening to maybe about an hour's worth of Coldplay tracks.
Yeah.
Various albums. And I'll qualify this by saying this is a playlist of songs that I like.
Yeah.
So I'm not including other ones that I didn't. But you also notice there's a couple instances where I had to hit skip.
You skipped. Yeah.
And so I don't know. That to me, I was surprised going in because I was like, I was ready for these moments, experiencing the sublime. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, those were there. But I must acknowledge there were some skips in there. There was a couple skips.
That's what's so interesting to me, right? That's the sticking point for me.
You're like, wait.
Like, I'm being honest. Because like, when we hit the skip in those moments, I thought this was a no skip kind of artist. Now dang. Number six in the world has skips.
That's
like that's where I'm at, you know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean, bro? It's no skips, bro. There's no, back to front, the discography is lit.
That's what
I'm
saying, bro.
I'm realizing that is crumbling in a way. Whereas initially, and this is where I'm so grateful that you roll with me on that. Yeah. Like, when we first started, it felt like I was trying to prove to you, oh, that maybe they're not.
Yeah.
But now we took a step back and I got to like just observe and inquire.
Sure.
And you, I think, were always inquiring.
Sure.
But now we're sitting next to each other asking the same question.
Right.
Rather than I'm like,
you're trying to convince me of what the answer is.
Let's just figure it out.
So I like that. Like now we're on a more sort of like flat plane of saying like you come from a place where you're almost coming down and saying like yes, Coldplay are those people, and now you're saying like wait, maybe they're not, maybe they still are, maybe they're not.
I'm questioning, but we're
coming to this middle ground, and then I'm coming kind of from the bottom of being like I don't know if they're worthy of that spot, and I'm saying maybe they are.
What is it?
They're not, but let's find out. Let's meet in that middle and find out. You know, like are they right?
Are they?
And let's ask that question.
So something I've heard you say.
Sure.
The comparison, you're asking, why Coldplay? Why not someone like The Fray?
Right.
I don't know if you've used other artists.
Yeah, I had a couple artists even in my brain as we were going through it. Like, I was thinking,
why
like,
Coldplay?
The Fray, Fall Out Boy, right?
Okay.
I mean, there's, like, the Cranberries are old, so I won't use them.
Sure.
But there's, like, just examples of artists out there where as I listen to Coldplay, I get this feeling personally where I'm like, I am enjoying this, right? Like, we had songs that, like, we were listening to The Scientist. I've heard The Scientist before.
Yeah.
Scientist, great track. I'm not going to deny that The Scientist is not a great track.
Okay.
I love it. I love The Scientist, right? And I'm singing along to it. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
But I've had that same experience
with many other artists. I hear that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think that's where I'm like,
okay.
I'm interested in like what really sets Coldplay apart from those other experiences that I've had, you know, for most people.
Well, let's talk, I think there's some low hanging fruit there, like recognizing that a song, this is where we talk about a song versus an artist. And,
sure.
And this concept of like the One Hit Wonder has been, you know, has been established for a while.
Yeah,
but
right.
There are bands who's like kind of hit their peak and then didn't really make it out of that over time.
Okay.
And that's why you haven't, there's no longevity and there's not the sustainability of like a fruitful career over time. Whereas Coldplay, you know, they have been around for a while and there is this certain degree of like reinvention to some extent, but still maintaining identity. And here's where I'll say, even as I consider some of the more recent albums, I don't want to, maybe I want to circle back to this later, but I'm like, I think it's the Coldplay empire is crumbling, personally.
Oh, okay.
But you're talking about, well, why not the Fray? And as we're listening to, I think it's A Rush of Blood to the Head or whatever, the White album.
Yeah.
I'm saying, oh, I see that comparison there in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Similar era, but you're, because when you're saying that, I'm like, the Fray? What are you talking about,
Fray, what are you
bro?
Saying?
I'm
yeah.
like, what do you mean, bro?
And for me, that's
we're
so
talking about Coldplay,
and
but
that's
then you
so
hear
funny.
In some of the albums, yeah. like, oh, yeah, you can draw the direct comparison.
Yeah, yeah. And that's so funny to me that you even say that, because it shows what different sides of the aisle we're coming from, where for
sure.
me, I'm like, yeah, of course, that's an
of
easy comparison.
I'm like,
the and you're like,
Fray.
What are, like, come Ooh. On, bro.
Like, Soulja Boy, like, Dre.
Yeah.
Dre, the
yeah.
Fray.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's kind of where my head went initially.
Sure.
But then I'm remembering, you know, there are eras where it's reminiscent. I'm saying, okay, what... Let me just say, bro, my favorite Coldplay era is like Brian Eno entering the scene, producing.
Okay.
You got Viva La Vida. Milo Xyloto is my favorite. I'll say that.
I will say, as we were listening, when I saw Milo Xyloto, the tracks that came from that album were probably the ones that I did appreciate the most.
That's
and maybe,
insane.
And I will
yeah.
say,
yeah.
a couple of them were early on, so maybe it was just like we were fresh. You know
sure,
what I mean?
We're fresh.
But. I did like the sound of
those ones. Yeah,
they kind of drew
saying,
me in
right?
in a very special way, and I will give you that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, because I think that's peak Coldplay. I
yeah.
think Viva La Vida is like peak Coldplay.
Sure.
I think what they're doing on what's the one where it's like the purple Ghost Stories, I think it's called.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm liking some of that, and there's context there that I think like informs that one.
Okay.
That I think is interesting, and I like tracks on. All the others, you know, because I was listening to what I don't know which one is like X Y or something. This is crazy. And anyone listening is like, this guy hates Coldplay. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But the blue one with the colors or whatever. I'm like, I don't even know any tracks on this that I like. But then you got Fix You, and we're singing that one. I'm like,
we were
oh,
singing
no,
Fix You.
That's an anthem, baby.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Was special. It was special.
So I don't
right?
know. I think it's like they have these moments. Over the years, and again, bro,
yeah.
here's the thing, like, let's talk, Coldplay has put out some of these were just inherently attached to, like, childhood for me.
Sure.
I don't know if it was for you, and so that's, like, a part of it, is the fact that I didn't have an artist that I look back and I'm like, oh, okay, I remember that one year,
yeah.
but this is an artist that has grown with me, and I've grown
mm-hmm.
with, so
okay.
you've gotten a lifetime
okay.
fan where, even if I'm not... every day listening to Coldplay, like, I'm circling back, and
right.
they've, like, they've nestled themselves in different eras of my life.
See, I want to speak on that, because actually,
Let's
really,
talk.
That's the first, I'm not going to lie, that's the first piece of evidence that has made me begin to understand.
Okay.
Okay? Because one thing I was thinking about, I was, like, as we were listening to the songs, I was also looking at, like, hey, what are some other top trending artists on Spotify, right?
Like, right now.
And, like, right now,
yeah.
right? And okay. the number one spot, there were some like ones on there that I was like Bad Bunny was like number two.
Sure.
And I was
Dude,
like,
Bad Bunny's blowing up. Let's
Bad
talk
Bunny's
about
blowing
that,
up.
Bro,
like,
that
we
album,
can talk about
yeah.
that. But I'm like, Bad Bunny, what the heck? But I don't think he's like long, like maybe his longevity. But
I
do
don't
think
know.
It's just
think
like
he's
people just
I think
love.
He's building, bro. He's building an empire.
Maybe,
bro.
Right?
We'll talk
and
about that another time.
Yeah, and then there was like BTS, and then they have BTS Army. It's like a whole fandom
sure.
idol situation, which is another thing
sure.
we can talk about. But the one that stuck out to me. And, like, this makes sense, is Taylor Swift, right?
Sure.
Taylor Swift was, like, without a doubt, number one at the top. Everybody knows who she is. And there's an aspect to that. To me, I don't feel like when I think of Coldplay being at the top, like, the question for me is, like, why them? I don't have that question about Taylor Swift.
Sure. She just
because
has that star power.
She
like,
has
on
that
site.
Star.
Yeah.
Right. She has that star power on site.
The brand
She's,
recognition.
She,
the brand is, like,
the
as
brand
strong
is huge.
As it gets. It's as strong
and,
as it gets, bro.
And there is that aspect that she has been around for so long, and she has consistently presented herself at the top, right? Yeah, it's not like she's had one or two or whatever. It's like each album, to the point that she's now had a tour where it's like Eras tour. You know what I mean?
And she, people are like Eras, and people are like immediately know what that means. Oh, Taylor Eras, I know that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And so like for me, she's an artist where the question of why is she this huge international pop star the way sense. She is makes sense.
Even if you're not a mega fan, you're like, oh, it's obvious.
It's
like,
obvious, right? Yeah. She deserves her spot there.
Sure.
And so when I think of what you just said about Coldplay, right? I think there is something to the fact of longevity being a factor here.
Sure.
Where when you go back and you listen to Viva La Vida, which I think like for us was probably like our middle school kind of age, right?
Dude. I remember Clocks from the one before that. Yeah. I remember the first time I heard it was in the movie Madagascar.
Really?
I'm watching Madagascar at a friend's house. I'm in elementary school.
Okay.
And then Clocks come, like the animals, they're in the zoo, then they bust out the zoo, they're seeing like New York or whatever city, they're seeing it for the first time. It's like,
and now that you're saying that, I'm kind of remembering.
You're like, I'm saying, you put yourself like in my, you put me in elementary school, like seeing that, I'm like, you see Alex or whatever the lion's name, and you know, what's, I don't know, that's the zebra dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're looking, they're like finally free, and Clocks hits, and you're like, dude, you've cemented a core memory.
Yeah.
So you gotta, in the same way like Disney, bro, we're talking this about Disney at Epcot.
Yeah.
They pull out those tracks that you, from when you're a kid, and it's like they got you. They got the grip, bro.
Sure.
And you gotta commend them. They could pull the heartstrings on you when they want, at will, because they've
tied themselves to
into your life,
a nostalgia and a memory that makes So I think in that, like, I do understand, right? That has been. And it's funny that I'm saying this, like, literally that has been the first thing in my entire exploration of, like, why Coldplay that has made sense.
Okay.
Where, like, okay,
if
you are around for long enough and you do produce enough dynamic music where you're able to tie yourself into a person's life,
then
you're gonna, like people are going to put you in this place of like celebration, you know what I mean?
Because you're
tied to really beautiful memories for them.
Yeah.
And so I can appreciate that aspect.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, it's like, have other bands not done that? Have they not done that?
Sure.
Right? And maybe they haven't, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because I'm trying to think of other bands that are like another band that has that longevity, which is cool, but they've kind of, and they're huge internationally as well, and I love them, is Radiohead.
Okay.
But they're not as pop-facing as much. People love them, but also their fans kind of get clowned on, but it's like, dude,
why?
They're just good. Well, so I'll use what Chris Martin quote, the lead singer of Coldplay.
Okay.
And like, there's a comparison. They're both English.
Okay.
They're both rock bands. They've both been around for a while.
Okay.
Radiohead, in my head, has been more experimental and pushed boundaries in greater ways and been able to reinvent themselves successfully, and I gotta give them cred for that. But Chris Martin is like, people drawing the comparison, I don't know the exact quote, but he's like, yeah, like, we're like them, but if we were way more pretty. And it's like, I don't know if he was like super dissing or whatever, but he's just like, we're the pretty, like, we're a window into that, but it's still very accessible because they're still like making these pop songs.
Sure.
And you see, like you said, there's a dynamic energy within them, but I think that's something that's cool about pop music, is like, it's pretty accessible, and I think that's a feature. I think a lot of people, here's what I ran into, you know, you get into music a little bit, and I think, because I think, and for me, like, Coldplay, in a lot of ways, for myself as a kid, was my entry into secular music.
Really?
The Beatles were the first.
Okay.
But then I'm discovering other bands, I'm like, wait, like, there's music out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, for me, it opened up a world in a way. And I think Coldplay, like, opens up the ability to stop, and you're seeing, they're doing interesting stuff here. What's that instrument? How do they make that sound? And exposes you to these different kind of things, but in a way that doesn't immediately raise the alarms. You know, like, I don't know if you've heard of Aphex Twin, but it's like this weird, I like some of the Aphex tracks, but the classic meme is like, dude, don't turn that on, you're scaring the women, bro. Like, you're putting it at the function, and it's just like, it's just like these industrial noises.
Yeah.
And listen, I do know women that love that track. I'm just alluding to the meme. You know what I mean? Like, there's, and he has beautiful ones too, but it's like, dude, this is not a viable entry point for people into, like, enjoying your art. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think there's something, like, with people that do like music, like we're talking about the classic letterboxed mentality.
Right.
Dude,
yeah.
They're like, you know what I mean? They're trying to get as niche and as get, they're like, I like freak music.
Right.
As there a badge are, of I honor, mean, they're like, I only listen to freak music.
Yeah.
It's like, congrats. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I can't relate to you. And there's a reason why then those people don't become number six in the world. And it's like, somebody wants that. And that's great. Right. And I love that for you, that you kind of need this like exploration to get into that, and there's something there.
I understand liking freak music. I'm a big fan of freak music,
for sure. But there's what you're getting to is there's something very accessible about Coldplay.
Yes.
And I think okay. So let's even that
is dynamic, but accessible.
I actually like that as a reason for them being number six in the world, because here's actually something I struggled with as I was listening to Coldplay. You might hate me, people might hate me for saying this. Coldplay feels very safe.
It is. I think it's like having safe, like being able to give someone the experience of safety, especially when we're talking about deep, like these deep feelings. Like, you listen to some of these tracks, this dude is grieving.
Yeah.
But like, and I'm hearing you, like, you're seeing, you're getting into your heart, I'm getting into my heart.
Sure.
And it's like, even, I'll be honest with you, dude, even like as we ventured into that, because we had that a dynamic of like that sharpening friction pre listening to Coldplay,
sure,
when we did the first run, I was like, part of me was like, I don't know, just in my head I was just nervous. I'm like, I don't know, are we doing this right, is he like content with this, whatever. The fact that they have tracks that are safe, it's like, I could just enter into this, you know what I mean? Like we talked about earlier, this Miley Cyrus Party in the USA, like a song that can bring an air of safety to a whole group. She's walking into the party, she's nervous.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not from around here, bro.
Yeah.
But you go to the party in the US, and the great thing is like, yo, there is pop music. We've all been listening to it. And there's this element of like, it provides us safety.
Yeah.
I remember moments in the party in college, and some guy across the party is singing Post Malone. I'm like, I like that song too, bro.
Yeah.
And then we're singing together,
and we're
dapping up, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
I think that's really cool. And there's something for me, after having existed in some senses of a culture, in some spaces, in like, oh, I like music.
Sure.
You know, you interact with some people, and they're ready to like dog on your taste at any second. And I'm not talking about any individual. I'm just talking about like that spirit, bro.
I'm
that
remembering
spirit of,
we've
like,
been
Brian
in that setting together. Like, I've been
have
in
we?
That. Yeah. I remember we were at there's this one like taco bar in Tallahassee.
Okay.
And you brought me around, and it was like some of these friends that like are a little bit more like when you were in your BC era.
Sure.
It was like some of the people that you used to hang out with a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it was like people like my contacts, I never really interacted with those people.
Sure.
And there was a moment where we were like in that setting, you were kind of vibing, whatever, and I was chilling, but I literally had like this weird moment where there were two people talking and I was listening to them talk, and it almost felt alien because I don't come from a music world. And so when they were talking, they were like, yeah, like these influences are doing this
deep
thing.
They're deep in it.
Yeah. I was like,
dang,
I was like,
I don't have a reference point for this.
I have zero reference point for what's happening here,
right?
And I guess like, I guess Coldplay does. They're not so experimental. Like they're doing
their
thing.
Yeah.
They're accessible.
Here.
Where like anybody,
you can walk into it. And
yeah.
They're saying it's right here. Walk right into this. And something that was so healing for me in those circles, right? I talked to this girl. I you know, it's not an uncommon question. Oh, what's your favorite band? What have you been listening to?
Sure.
I say, who's your favorite band? She says Coldplay.
Really?
And this is not I was in some ways, I wasn't jarred, I wasn't taken back, but it saw me at my church, I was like, what an honest take. Because there's no pride in being a Coldplay fan. Everyone likes Coldplay, dude. You're not cool or special for liking Coldplay.
Wow,
they're number six in the world, my
friend. That's true.
You know what I mean? And so, like, when I heard her say that, I'm saying, whoa, like, this is a girl, she's not...
She's not trying to front on me.
She's just like, yo, I like Coldplay.
Wow.
And then for me, that kind of opened it up, and I'm like, I like Coldplay, too. Like, when I was a kid, I had that moment when I saw Madagascar, and I'm like, who is this band?
Yeah.
And then I'm listening, you're listening to Viva La Vida, you're listening to these albums, and it's huge in the music videos,
so
bro. Like, Scientist music video, Life in Technicolor 2 music video.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, thank you for healing my inner, my child that was, like, hiding the fact that I like Coldplay. Now I'm coming out. I'm a Coldplay fan, baby. You know what I mean? And just like how liberating that is to be like, hey, I like normal music.
Wow.
And maybe I'm okay. Maybe that's okay, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And it's like, they're just good. I don't have to pretend like I hate them just because they're popular or accessible.
Yeah.
What is that? That's pride. You know what I mean? That's pride to say, I refuse to delight in something because other people do.
Yeah. And because it's simple. Like, not to say, I don't want to boil them down to like,
to
oh, you're simple.
But there is a simplicity to it.
And say like, that's okay.
And
that's actually really nice.
Praise God.
Wow, I think I'm coming up to be like maybe there is something here and there's a reason, because you talked about one thing we talked about before was what Coldplay is good at doing, and this was when we were having a conversation where it almost felt like you were trying to like blow up the spectacularness of Coldplay, which I'm fine with, right? They are spectacular in some ways, and they are like, they're artists, right? And they're creating an atmosphere and a scene and whatever.
Yeah.
But there was something that didn't resonate with me.
Okay.
Where I was like they are, if their spectacularness is the thing that sets them apart as number six, then I don't see how their spectacularness is so much more grand
than other
bands. But if we're saying actually they are spectacular and that's wonderful,
yes.
But there's also it's the fact that in their spectacularness there's also like this sense of like simplicity and authenticity. Then I can actually get behind that, and I'm like, wait a minute, okay. If they've taken the spectacular and made it accessible,
bro, that's
what it
is.
There's something special.
I say that's what art is about.
Yeah.
I'm saying the reason that art exists, the reason that music exists, the reason that these forms of expression exist is to take that which is sublime and take that which is beautiful, these divine things that exist in God's world, and if you could distill it into a form that, like, someone can receive and you can give it as a gift to that person, you've done it, my friend.
Wow.
Like, I understand sometimes you need to challenge people.
Sure.
You want to say, hey, look over here, I'm challenging you, right?
Sure.
I received that. But I think the piercing, and this is like, let's talk about the gospel, bro.
I was wanting to go there too, because we've been on a little bit of a wave of like how beautiful the act of authenticity is and like expressing, and that's where I'm going. But I want to hear like what are you saying about
the
gospel?
Let's talk about Christ condescending, coming down to earth, bringing that which is so far beyond our comprehension, things that we cannot touch, becoming flesh to know us, to dwell among us, to be in our space, and bring all of that, bring heaven into our space.
Wow.
And I think that's like hopefully in some ways, and I'm again like all glory to Christ, and I'll talk in a little bit later about some of my concerns where I see Coldplay starting to dip, and I'm like, whoa, what's gonna happen?
Sure.
But I think in a way they've effectively done that. Like, whereas so many people, there's such an absence of religion, such an absence of spirituality in the world. People need something to like say, wow, I'm connected to this high thing. That's why that fireworks show is hot.
Yeah.
That's why people are saying, I go to Epcot, I see this, and I feel connected to that, which is greater than myself.
Sure.
And I have to acknowledge, all of these things, they're not giving honor to Christ, and so they're ultimately, at the end of the day,
they're falling short in some way.
They're falling short, they're ultimately empty, and it's not sustainable, which is what I'll talk about with Coldplay. I think Coldplay is sick, and I think they did that for a lot of people, but I think it's unsustainable.
Sure.
You know, but you hear some of those tracks, and it's like, and he's talking about grief, and it's talking about awe, it's talking about that feeling you get when you're a kid, and you're like beginning to be aware that the world is actually really whimsical. You know what I mean? It puts you back in that space. Like, what does it mean? Person being wallflower, you know, classically, you know, people clown on it, and you know, it's kind of cringe, but in an earnest way, they're like, in that moment, we're infinite, bro.
Yeah.
And I said earlier, it's like they bring the arena to every moment, and like I would love to see one of their live shows, but it is that sense of there's, you know, 40,000 of us here. I don't even know if that's a correct number. Sure. But whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
The idea is like, there's multiple thousands, and you're all in this space
together.
And
we're all in this, and we're all, like, unified in this. Of course, there's Coldplay and Coldplay's tracks, but that, and I think in a way, it reflects what we will experience in heaven to the infinitely greater magnitude.
Sure.
But for people who don't know Christ, like, this is an avenue into that experience in some ways. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that they are huge allows for that. Because let's talk about some of their tracks. Like, they're good songs, but if you were in a small room with people and they were playing it, it's like, okay. But the idea of, like, Coldplay being this arena band.
They are an arena band.
Like, you know what I mean? And there's not, I think that's the thing. Like, there's not a ton of arena bands left. You got The Weeknd, you got Harry Styles, you got arena person.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that. Now we've made one person as elevated, and they almost take on this like godlike
for sure
form.
For sure.
Whereas Coldplay, you know, you can put it on lead singer, but it's like, no, he's not. It's not him. It's like there's a crew.
I love that,
and it's the connection in the fact that it's a band.
I love that because I was actually thinking the exact same thing as we were listening to it.
Yeah.
Because again, I went back and I was looking at what are some of the top listened to artists on Spotify,
like,
and it's individuals.
Yeah.
The only one that was above Coldplay was BTS, and again, we can talk about that. I think they have their own like idol situation happening over there with their fandom. But for the most part, it was all individuals.
Primarily, right?
And when I thought about that, I thought there is something like marketable, weirdly, about elevating an individual.
Of course.
Like people want to,
you know what I mean?
In a weird way, people want to do that. They want to take,
it becomes larger than life.
It becomes larger than life. It's like a person taking on this like idol status, right? We call it American Idol.
Sure.
You know, like
they become a product.
The
Weeknd is not a man anymore.
Yeah.
Abel, underneath all there, he's a man.
Yeah.
But The Weeknd is not a man. The Weeknd is a product and like is an idea.
100%.
You know what I mean?
And there's something to the fact of Coldplay being a band where you've stripped the person, like in the best way possible, right? Like it no longer becomes about this individual person that's an idol.
Chris Martin,
now,
like, a lot of people don't even know that guy's name.
Right.
It's like,
now,
who is that guy?
Now it's about this unity of these people that have created something together.
Praise
and
God.
It's almost like we're all like, in a way, like even our vision with this podcast of like being able to invite other people into our experience and our conversations.
Right.
A band, and I'll say Coldplay specifically, does something really important in saying like we're almost inviting you into the space that we've created.
Yeah, like we're here as friends together. I mean, I don't know the exact nature of their relationship.
Sure.
But, you know, they gotta be close to some extent after
hopefully
all these years.
Right.
But it's like we're experiencing love with one another, delight in one another, and that's I think one of the things of like group music. You know what I mean? When it's just The Weeknd up there and there's a backing track, it's like, oh, it's all about, you know. I like The Weeknd. We can talk about it another
time. Sure, for sure.
But, like, I think that element, too, is kind of dope. And we talked about this, like, in North America, is North America putting out group, like, powerful forces? Because immediately what comes to mind is all these, like, singular idols.
Right.
You know, you got Taylor, you got Beyonce, you got The Weeknd, Drake, Justin Bieber, you know, shout out Canada, of course.
Sure,
we're talking about it as the North American, like, music scene, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, that's an interesting one we talked about. That is like, oh, maybe the UK, I don't know, maybe there's some cultural distinctions to examine there. I've never been to the UK, I don't really know enough, but I feel like that's an interesting dynamic, too.
Could be,
Let's talk authenticity, since you brought it up. What do you mean?
Oh, man. I mean, we've been kind of on this wave of, like, what it means to explore authenticity as well, and like how important that is. And I like this idea of like, okay, Coldplay being a way for people to authentically express themselves. Here's what I want to get on. I think I had this thought that Coldplay's music, right, they're an arena band,
okay,
but there is this sort of emotional, very feeling bent to them.
Yeah. vulnerability.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Vulnerability and intimacy. Where when you engage with it, it does open the door for connection. In a simple way, connection. Yeah. Right? And you're saying like, all right, there's this part of myself that is maybe a little bit vulnerable, a little bit hidden away, and I'm now bringing that into the light.
Into a safe place.
Where
I experience like just what it is to love.
Right.
And even lyrically, you hear certain things where like Coldplay doesn't allude to Christ. You know, they don't talk about Christ.
Sure.
I mean, maybe they talk about, you know, St. Peter, this, I don't know. This is not a Christian band.
Right.
But there are these dynamics of like,
I mean,
those principles, the principles and the through lines are kind of there.
Yeah.
I don't think they're fully realized.
No.
And I think that's ultimately why I do believe Coldplay is unsustainable. And we could talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, like there is a sense in which they're letting people tap into their humanity in their way.
Right.
And for people who don't have that, like, we all need that. That's a fundamental need of what we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. And they're not the only band that does that.
Sure.
By any means. But we talked about it. There is something to the simplicity of the way that they do it, which is important. And yeah, it's something like that is a spiritual need, right? The need for authenticity, to be able to really be your true self,
to be me and be loved,
right?
Boom.
And then when you're trying to front as if something you're not. And I really loved what you were saying about your friend in like the niche music scene,
sure,
who said that her favorite band was Coldplay.
Yes,
because then it opens up the door for like, okay, like it's okay to like Coldplay, you know.
Praise
and
God,
it's
bro.
And it's okay to like just appreciate this thing that a lot of other people like, and I don't have to front and pretend like I'm better or cooler by liking this more niche band.
There are police reported ahead.
Bruh. That's okay, we'll cut that out.
Or not, either way.
Or not. But that you don't have to front and pretend that there's this like
music becomes less about pride and more about shared experience.
Yeah.
I'm not using music as a mechanism to boost my ego, bolster myself.
Oh, man. And there's something... Okay. I was reading this thing on Instagram Threads.
Okay, let's hear it.
The other day.
I need that, yeah.
But it was basically saying, like, this person had talked to their therapist and said that when they were doing great, they felt like they were not worthy of love.
Wow.
Right? And they expected the therapist to be, like, taken aback by that. And the therapist just went like, yeah, that makes sense. Because what you've learned is that when you are, like, you are being loved for your ability and not for who you are.
Wow.
Right? And we've even talked about this within the church, like the idea of like recognizing somebody's giftings versus recognizing their character. We had that conversation with Dylan today.
Yeah.
And I think there is something so human and needed about the fact that, to bring this to Christ, we are loved by Christ for who we are and nothing else. And our righteousness and our entry into the love and unity of the Father is not because of anything that we've done, but simply because of who He is and who we are. And everything else is just a bonus.
Yeah, bro.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
And so to say, like, to then go and, like, make that smaller, right?
Sure.
To be like, yeah, my favorite band is Coldplay, and that just be authentic and real. What you've essentially done is taken your ability to know good and niche music, and you've said that thing is actually not important. Here's something just true about me.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow,
like I just like this thing, and it doesn't need to impress people, and I don't care if it impresses
people.
I just
people. Like it. You know?
I just like it, and that's
good,
so good. Right?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's who I am, right? That's an aspect of who I am.
Yes,
and you've stopped letting your performance or giftings determine your worth, which is really beautiful.
Especially in the States, like where it is like, I gotta cultivate this individual image. I gotta be, everyone's gotta make themselves something.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. You know, there's billions of ways that people try and do that. But it's like, this is just it. You know what I mean? Oh, I like normal stuff. Yeah, I'm a normal guy.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy.
And that's okay.
I love it. You know?
Yeah.
So it is really sweet in that way.
I want to introduce the topic. We've said we'll come to it. Tell me about why you think the Coldplay model is not sustainable.
Oh, my word.
Yes, let's go there.
That's where I wanted to go.
Okay.
And then I think this bleeds into why are they overrated?
Sure.
So, I said why are they overrated?
Whoa!
Bro, that 40 year slip,
bro.
Oh, no.
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 Got him.
Okay, you heard it, bro. I am beginning to have a hunch they might be overrated.
Okay. All right.
Wow. I'm afraid I might have to admit it. Now, let me say they are safe.
They're great.
But let's talk about...
And maybe they're even... overrated is a weird term. Like, they might actually be worth six in the world.
Or at least talking,
high up there, right?
Right.
So,
because we're talking rankings, I'm like, are they as good at doing what they do as, like, Bieber, The Weeknd, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, shoot. Now do I have to think about his Bieber already? You know what I mean? That's what's weird about, like, super quantifying it. But I think what we've said remains true, and they can, like, provide people this experience. I think the dat is very potent for a lot of people, whereas, like, and I think, it's safe, and it's kind of like a wide array of people. Taylor Swift, she kind of has a certain fan base. Justin Bieber kind of has a certain fan base. And I don't know, I'm sure there's people all across that like these folks, right? But Coldplay does tend to be kind of wide. Maybe not, like, everyone in the States loves them, but
sure.
If you're talking, you got fans, and, like, a ton of fans in South America, a ton of fans in North America, Europe, you know, I actually don't know how they're doing out in Asia, Africa, Australia, maybe Australia, I don't know. But I'm saying, there is a sense in which, like, that unity across geopolitical lines is something the world wants to see. So now I'm kind of, I guess I've dodged the question and been like, let's present a case for why Coldplay might not be overrated.
Yeah.
But here's why I think I'm questioning if they can do it. So let's acknowledge there were some skips, and I'm going to tie this into what I have observed as a timeline of Coldplay's career. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get all the facts straight.
Yeah,
I'm kind of just basing it on what I think I've observed. But you're beginning with a band that isn't necessarily, like, reinventing the wheel, but they do have some good songs. Like, they got really good, like, meat there. You know what I mean? You're talking about their early albums. And so these songs still hold up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Yellow, all this stuff from, you know, Parachutes, I think it is. There's a lot of good songs on that that still hold up.
Sure.
They're not blowing everything like crazy, you know what I mean? But you wrote a good song. Let's give the dude some credit, you know what I mean? And in some ways, I wonder if this is, like, the nature of how bands work. Because as I'm saying, I'm seeing these similarities to, like, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, where it's, like, that simple. They've figured out how to write a song in the simplest form of a song. It's, like, it's just good. You're connecting with people. It's unpretentious. I just wrote a good song. You know what I mean? And you see the same thing kind of in the Beach Boys and the Beatles. What they're most known for, what people are like, they changed the game, that comes later, right?
Yeah.
But you can't change the game until you know the game.
Yeah.
Until you play the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you gotta, so I'm seeing that kind of at the beginning of Coldplay, and then you're seeing this divergence into more creative territory. They're introducing other people into the mix, taking some risks. And I do believe there's the two Brian Eno produced albums, and I mean, I love that guy. He's sick, you know, and he has a lot of production credits and a long history himself. And so you see how a good producer can enter a scene and say, let's talk about what you are as a band. How can we explore that more in a safe way? But how can we, what else can we do here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then you're getting, and that's where I feel like the peak is happening. Viva La Vida, My Life's Not Limited, these kind of things. And there's certainly hits peppered around all of it. But I feel like those is when they're really hitting their, like, their first entry into the arena, bro. They enter the arena and they're still, like, full of youthful zeal and life and questions and mystery, and, like, they're saying, what, like, it's the kid who's looking at the night sky into the stars just in awe. Just
like,
he's like, wow. He's like, wow, look at this. You know what I mean? Asking the questions and like the universal questions and maybe coming up, you know, brushing up against answers or speculation, but just like being open to receive in a way. I see that. Now, those are the albums that I love and I think are hot. And you can see also musically, like, there's this one certain kind of like dulcimer tone, or there's these certain little motifs that Coldplay has peppered in throughout. That for me, I'm like, oh, that's a Coldplay. That's a Coldplay classic.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? Okay.
And I would be interested to like really break down
how many
of these there are. Okay. But I kind of want to move on. But it's like, oh, you brought these things, and so you're establishing your identity and kind of bringing it in. And it's like different. We're not hearing the dulcimer in pop music like that. You know what I mean?
Can you define what dulcimer means
imagine you stretch a harp over, and I'm gonna try and make it like, I might be butchering that explanation, but there's this block of wood, and you stretch strings across it, and there's a hole in it.
Okay.
So it's strings, but it's percussive. Same way the piano, the hammer hits the strings,
it
vibrates.
Yeah.
This, you are hitting the strings, but it's kind of like a lute harp kind of setup. And so it's kind of like ding, this little clinking noise. I can show it to you later. And if anyone's listening and you're saying, what's the dulcimer about? I'm saying, yo, go investigate. And you'll pick it up. You'll hear it in Coldplay's stuff and say, oh, there's something to it. Yeah, it's like kind of cute. It's peppered in.
Yeah.
And it's different.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, it's still safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not pulling you, hey, go with me to Mars. They're saying, hey, go with me, like, over here. Look at this cool thing.
Interesting, fun little thing that, you know.
We can
explore with.
I don't want to take a crazy detour, but I want to dig into what I think they captured in this era and what they capture when they're at their best.
Okay.
Is what we're talking about. When we're listening to that hymn, This Is My Father's World.
Yeah.
How do I see God's glory in every pocket of creation? How do I see the beauty in the simplicity of like a tiny moment? How do I see the beauty in the pain and the grief? And I think that's like, that's so powerful. I think that's what they do at their best, is they're saying,
really,
how do I bring you into an experience of the beauty in these little other things? I think that's what, I mean, again, that's what great art does.
Yeah,
you know
it does.
I mean?
Right, yeah. I mean, all great art, ideally, it takes something that is true about creation or God's character or
just
the way that
true.
It interacts, just something that's true, and distills it so that people can understand it. Right?
Yeah, understand it or
understand
just receive
it. Right.
Just like, even if it's like I can't wrap my head around it. Because I think even in the way that a book, or there's like a way to engage your brain and it helps you wrap your head and maybe understand.
Yeah.
But there's a way that like art takes you out of your head and just leads you into experience.
Yeah.
And like it can get your heart. It's like, what does my heart feel like when my heart is just in awe? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think that, again, like we keep circling back to where I think Coldplay is like killed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And those songs are still here, and like they blew, you know, I think, dude, they touched the sublime at times. And I think for that, you know, you got to give these boys some credit.
Yeah.
What I think I see happen, and again, I like certain albums. I haven't listened a ton to other albums, and I'm trying to fit them all in the timeline. But what I think I've seen is they begun to rest on their laurels. And here's the other thing. I think Coldplay, first of all, it's another topic for another day, but I want to talk about how has the church and like some churches copied Coldplay and like copied their steams in CCM, bro, in Christian contemporary music. Like, let's talk about the people that have low-key copied Coldplay and like arena, like the arena rock, like UK arena rock, like they're copying your steves, bro. And it's like, dang, you gotta give credit to that, because even if the Saints are trying to take from, if the Saints are like, yo, can we borrow some of that? You know what I mean?
Jeez.
Maybe dig into
that. I like that topic. I think that's a fun thing to explore, because like, oh my gosh,
because now we're talking about I understand why. As a fellow Coldplay enthusiast, I get it, bro. I get it. But it does lead me, and I want to investigate that question another time. It's like, what if the Saints, what if we said, nah, I'm gonna do my own thing, bro.
That's right. I mean, like, to give us credit, we have.
That's
right?
true.
But man, yeah, I think some. I'm thinking of this quote by C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, I believe it's in The Weight of Glory. And he's presenting this dichotomy that there is beauty in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Right? And we look at the beauty of, like, a sunset, for example.
Yeah.
And you appreciate in that moment, like, it almost feels like in some ways you're kind of part of that experience.
Yeah.
Right? And you're
I'm not
you're with,
disconnected. I'm not
you're
altogether
with beauty.
I am distinct, but there's that connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then he brings it to the next part and he says, but then the sunset fades.
Wow.
Right? And you realize that you were actually never part of the beauty itself. You were simply viewing it from the outside. And there's something, and a huge part of that, he's talking about, like, nostalgia and things like that, where he's saying, like, same thing with books, right? Like, you'll read a book, and there'll be something about godliness that gets evoked, and you're seeing the fullness of beauty present in that moment, but then you go back and you read that book, and you realize it was never actually there, right? That's just how it presented itself in that moment, right? And it shows that we're kind of an otherness. We're kind of outside of the fullness of truth and beauty.
Sure.
And we're not
like
actually
part
of it.
This book doesn't have a monopoly on it, and it cannot
capture it,
like, permanently.
Correct.
You know what
correct.
I mean? It could offer a glimpse.
Correct.
But
that's all it does.
It does not have control.
But there will be a day.
It's a channeling of it, but it is not, like, a manufacturer. It can't control it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And then he goes on to say, like, there will be a day, though, in which those who belong to Christ Jesus and are formed in His image, where we will join into that beauty as one who is part of it and accepted in it, and not just as an observer.
Wow.
Right? And I think what we're talking about here, and again, we're blowing it up to maybe more than we need to, but I like this idea that Coldplay, for whatever reason, maybe got a hold of that for a period of time.
For a period of time,
And caught that, like, there's something true in this experience and what we're expressing, and we're bringing that to people for them to experience too. But the reality is, none of us are yet part of the fullness of that beauty and reality. So you can't hold it forever.
Yeah,
right?
And for sure,
it's just not not sustainable.
It
it's not possible.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's 100%. Just...
And even, like, you'd love to see their career end at that point. It's like, I don't know. It's like, would you rather die a hero or live long enough? Not a villain in Coldplay's case. I mean, actually, maybe there's something villainous. But, so let me circle back. It's like, where do I think the turn might have happened? I do think it might have been in this attitude of where the attitude shifted from questioning and sitting and receiving to becoming the authority and then preaching, you know? Mm. It's like, now I have, and I'm not looking into anyone's heart and saying this is what it is, but you wonder if you got to the point where they're like, they know that their beauty is there. And I think they can still do it, you know what I mean? In the same way, they could draw back upon that nostalgia in a way, whatever, right? But it's like, how much more can you get? And I think, when did the turn happen? So, you know, also the ghost stories, there's a deep experience within that where I think it's really tied to Chris Martin's divorce. I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow or whoever.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody listening. But you see, like, oh, shoot, like, humanity, bro. Like, this happens, you know what I mean? Sin is real, and I think, like, if I, you know, not to derail too much, but we talked about this the other day, we talked about, like, a psychedelic experience, you know? It brings me to that place of those questions, and it's like, maybe there's a certain beauty in asking those questions, but what you end up with, in my case, and in general, is it doesn't have the answers, you know what I mean? And it can't give you the answers. And so when do you get kind of the point where you're like, wow, engaging these questions has been so fun, but I'd kind of like to know now. or you become convinced that you'll never know, it's impossible. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, those dynamics, I think, are what we see with Coldplay, where I feel like they turn from asking the questions and kind of, like, channeling that youthful just awe.
Right? Yeah.
To, you know, he's experienced the pain and the grief of the divorce, and we see him, but I feel like the music changes in a way, and now it's like, I think Coldplay would be the perfect band for, like, the Universalist Church, where they're saying, dude, everyone could do anything. It's yeah. all love, baby. It's like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, in some ways, I miss the grief of, like, grappling with that loss. But then they come out the other side, and you see their style change, where the latest Coldplay, I don't even listen to it. I've listened to it in tiny pieces. But one of the skips on there, I was like, I gotta skip this, dude. I think it was Music of the Spheres.
Okay.
And I would love to go back. I would love to find songs within the new stuff that I can grab hold of. But it just feels like something has been lost. And I was talking to Greg. We were listening to the newest of new Coldplay at the time, which I don't even remember which one it is. I lose track. But we're like, this isn't it sound like Coldplay, bro. Now they're doing some, like, Maroon 5 stuff, bro. Like, it's like, whereas at one point, you know, you saw them and they're like, you couldn't distinguish them. You could distinguish them from the Fray, but you're seeing, oh, these guys are early stages of a band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The yeah. Fray, I don't know if they ever made it out of the early stages to become big, but maybe they have not, some maybe hits. Not, yeah. They have hits that they've endured, and I'm like, yo, I like those tracks.
Yeah.
And so you see them, and then they form the identity that's distinctly Coldplay.
Okay.
But now they've come out the other side, and they're like, everything's good. Like, it's all about... Yeah, I feel like they've lost the direction.
Okay.
They've lost the awe. They feel like... And again, Chris Martin, bro, if you hear this and you're convicted, bro, pray, repent, receive Christ, and he'll bring you back, brother, in a great way. But if you hear this and you're like, yo, that's not me, and you are being honest with yourself, correct me in the comments, my brother. But I see it's gone from asking the questions and, like, experiencing awe as a child who wants to receive wisdom, to, oh, I have the wisdom, and let me spill it, and let me tell everyone, and let me become the preacher.
Yeah.
And he's saying, it's like this totally weird universalist attitude where it's like, everyone could just be what they want to be, and, like, love is the biggest thing. It's like, hey, I rock with that, but, like, what's the substance, dude?
Yeah.
You've ran out of substance, my yeah. friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't, and don't, like, Coldplay, well, at I their mean, peak, they weren't ever preaching to me. They were inviting me into the mystery. You know, inviting me into the mystery, the all, to sit with that, and then at some point they turn and it's like, now I'm gonna tell you from up here.
Yeah.
And we've talked about those dynamics, you know, yeah. like the connection. We've lost the connection, dude, because now you are the one who knows, and you're telling me, and it's a very clear. Our relationship was very different from me and you,
the band,
sitting in this moment together.
Yeah,
you're trying to instruct me, and if there's something for that, like. You know, that's good. But I just don't think they got... I'm like, you don't have the answers. You know what I mean? If you're instructing me, then that's good.
Yeah.
But you're just giving me a bunch of stuff and there's not a lot of substance. You've lost... And the music has suffered, too.
Wow.
They've lost the style. Like, they don't... me and Gary listen, it's like, this sounds like they're trying to be every other artist and, like, just be Coldplay, bro.
Right.
We liked you for you,
bro. We liked
bro.
You.
We liked you when you were you, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, be you and be loved, mister.
Yeah.
It was all right, you know? But I think they've lost it. And I think, in some ways, it was unsustainable without Christ.
I mean, yeah.
You know? We knew that. But I think we've seen it. I don't want to say the snake ate itself, but the circular understanding and, like, the lack of Christ is, like, when left to its own devices, it just doesn't work, my friend. So I think that's, like, where is Coldplay overrated now? If they're sitting at number 6 because of their recent contributions to music, I'm saying they're overrated. Bump those dudes down and give them some humility, bro. They need some humble pie.
Okay.
But if we're talking about, hey, do we return back to those times when they touched, like, that which was sublime? If those are the ones that
if
are
that's
padding,
what's sustaining
if that's
them,
what's padding their stats, I'm like, those songs are fire. So you know, I understand.
Wow.
Overrated is like, I'd like to see some heat.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think the it kind of sits in that place where I don't know if I can say they're overrated, but I can say they're past their prime.
Yeah.
And I don't foresee them coming back as much as maybe I'd like to, but it's like, dude, you guys capture something really, really special.
Yeah.
And then now you've, in a lot of ways, I feel like you lost it.
And maybe they will, right?
Maybe.
That would be really beautiful. And it's like you said, like once you go back into that space where you're like, all right,
let's ask questions, let's
seek into truth and just ask God and sit in the meditation.
Seek
and you will find, right?
Yes.
And there's something beautiful about being in that posture. And I will say, like, you can't stay there forever, but you hope. But there's something beautiful when you are in that space and then God reveals himself. And then you come out that other side and then you see, like, that just leads to more questions because God is unsearchable and infinite. And so you always find yourself in this cycle.
You're stuck in the awe cycle, which is really
beautiful. And jeez, it's what we hope for kind of everybody. And so, I'll say, you know, I really appreciate this conversation. And I think there was something where it's like we said at the beginning, like you were coming from this top-down perspective. I was coming from this bottom-up perspective. And I do think we found kind of a middle ground. We don't have the perfect answer, right?
Is
Coldplay overrated? Who knows?
What does overrated mean?
Right.
That's beyond the scope of today. I don't even want to.
We'll see.
I'm tired, bro.
But I will say, thank you for engaging in this holy mischief with me, Mr. Rascal.
Of course, Mr. Rascal.
And,
of course, Mr.
See you guys next time.
Ciao.